Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems today. This is Dave and Bill, bringing you a little more about the career and the personal life of one of the great trumpeters, Al Hurt. Alois Maxwell Al Hurt was born on November 7, 1922, and died on April 27, 1999. He was an American trumpeter and bandleader, best remembered for his million-selling recordings of Java and the accompanying album Honey on the Horn in 1963, and for the theme music to The Green Hornet. His nicknames included Jumbo and the Round Mound of Sound. Colin Escott, an author of musician biographies, wrote that RCA Victor, for which Hurt had recorded most of his best-selling recordings, and for which he'd spent most of his professional recording career, had dubbed him with another moniker, The King. Hurt was inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame in November 2009. He received 21 Grammy nominations during his life, including winning the Grammy Award in 1964 for that version of Java. Hurt was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, the son of a police officer. At the age of 6, he was given his first trumpet, which had been purchased at a local pawn shop. He played in the junior police band with friend Roy Fernandez, the son of Elside Nunez. By the age of 16, Hurt was playing professionally, often with his friend Pete Fountain, while attending Jesuit High School. During this time, he was hired to play at the local horse racing track, beginning a six-decade connection to that sport.
In 1940, Hurt went to Cincinnati, Ohio, to study at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music with Dr. Frank Simon, a former soloist with the John Philip Sousa Orchestra. After a stint as a bugler in the United States Army during World War II, performed with various swing big bands, including those of Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, and Ina Ray Hutton. In 1950, Hurt became first trumpet and featured soloist with Horace Heights Orchestra. After spending several years on the road with Height, Hurt returned to New Orleans, working with various Dixieland groups and leading his own bands. Despite Hurt's statements years later, "I'm not a jazz trumpeter and never was a jazz trumpeter," he made a few recordings where he demonstrated his ability to play in that style. During the 1950s with bandleader Monk Hazel and a few other recordings on the local Southlands Records label.
Hurt's virtuoso dexterity and fine tone on his instrument soon attracted the attention of major record labels, and he signed with RCA Victor. Hurt posted 22 albums on the Billboard charts in the 1950s and 1960s. The albums Honey in the Horn and Cotton Candy were both the top 10 sellers for 1964. The same year, Hurt scored a hit single with his cover of Alan Toussaint's tune, Java, which reached Billboard number 4, and later won a Grammy Award for the same recording. Both Honey in the Horn and Java sold over 1 million copies and were awarded gold discs. Hurt's top 40 charted hits, Sugar Lips, in 1964, would be later used as the theme song for the NBC daytime game show I Guess, hosted by Bill Cullen, and originally airing from January 1966 to September 1969.
Hurt was chosen to record the frenetic theme for the 1960s TV show The Green Hornet by famed arranger and composer Billy May, based on Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee from his opera The Tale of Tsar Saltan. It showcased Hurt's technical prowess. In 2003, the recording again gained public attention when it was featured in the film Kill Bill. From the mid-1950s to the early 60s, Hurt and his band played nightly at Dan's Pier 600 at the corner of St. Louis and Bourbon Street. The club was owned by his business manager, Dan Levy Sr. Hurt opened his own club on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter, which he owned from 1962 to 1983. He also became a minority owner in the NFL expansion, New Orleans Saints, in 1967.
In 1965, Hurt hosted an hour-long television variety series, Fanfare, which aired Saturday nights on CBS as the summer replacement for Jackie Gleason and the American Scene magazine. Hurt starred along with marching bands from the University of Arizona and Grambling State University at the first Super Bowl halftime show in 1967. On February 8, 1970, while performing in a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, Hurt was injured while riding on a float. It was widely reported that he was struck in the mouth by a thrown brick or a piece of concrete and required 12 stitches to the underside of his upper lip. Factual documentation of the details of the incident is sparse, consisting primarily of claims made by Hurt after the incident, although police reported that the 1970 Mardi Gras was one of the worst for trouble, with hundreds arrested for drunkenness and violence. Whatever the actual cause of his injuries, Hurt underwent surgery and made a return to the club scene. This incident was parodied in the Saturday Night Live skit from their second season Mardi Gras special, Let's Hit Al Hurt in the Mouth with a Brick Contest.
In 1987, Hurt played a solo rendition of Ave Maria for Pope John Paul II's visit to New Orleans. He is referred to in the 1987 film Good Morning Vietnam in a broadcast made by Lieutenant Hawk Bruno Kirby. Hurt died of liver failure at the age of 76, after having spent the previous year in a wheelchair due to edema in his leg. He is survived by his wife, Beverly Essel Hurt, and 8 children from a previous marriage. We hope you have enjoyed the review of one of the great trumpeters of the golden days of radio. And if you haven't already done so, go to the webcast goldengems.net and enjoy his great music. This is Dave and Bill thanking you for joining us here on Golden Gems.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories of the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artists and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We'd love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill, heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.